The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
For this opportunity, open a can as a way intense. It doesn't just happen. If it happens in your life, you give glory to God. And the person through him, I'm experiencing this grace. Again, Papa, I salute you so much. God bless you so much for locating me and bringing me this far.
Hallelujah.
And let's put our hands together for the church leadership. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God is good. Amen. And to my brother associate pastors here, please put your hands together for them. I'm so grateful to their life. Hallelujah.
When I dedicate and name my last born, my district pastor has been asking me up to date, Davison, what relationship do you have with this church? Because always I see them around you. And I say, Baba, this one is between me and my God alone. And the members of this church. Please, I salute you. Put your hand together for yourself. You are so lovely people. I'm so glad to identify myself with you people. It is overwhelming. How old are you people when we come around? Your concern, your care, your advice, your prayers. God richly bless you. And me and my family, anytime we go on our knees, we'll remember this church. And we say thank you so much for your love. Hallelujah. Tonight we want to pray. I want to hear the word of God briefly and we shall pray. Let's turn our Bible to Genesis chapter 8, verse
20-22.
And then chapter 9, verse 1-3. Genesis chapter 8, verse 20-22. And then chapter 9, verse 1-3. Then Noah built an altar to the Lord, and taking some of all the clean animals and clean birds, he sacrificed burnt offering on it. The Lord smelled the pleasing aroma and said in his heart, never again will I curse the ground because of humans, even though every indication, every inclination of the human heart is evil from childhood. And never again will I destroy all living creatures as I have done. As long as the earth endures, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night will never cease. Hallelujah. Amen. Then God blessed Noah and his sons, saying to them, be fruitful and increase in number, and fill the air. The fear and dread of your fall. I take that. The fear and dread of you will fall on all the beasts of the earth, and on all the birds of the sky, on every creature that moves along the ground, and on all the fish in the sea. They are given into your hands. Everything that lives and moves about will be food for you. Just as I gave you the green plants, I now give you everything. Father, We thank you once again. We have come to you. We pray, O God, that you will speak to us, bless us, and stir our heart to be able to come that far, that when Noah and his family sacrificed unto you, his covenant blessing that received on them will be our portion also. In Jesus' name I pray with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen.
Now let me tell you this story to begin.
There
was a misunderstanding between a man and a wife. So for days, the man has not been eating the woman's food. And so this went on and on and on. Until one day when the woman decided that today she was going to put more ingredients into her food. So the man has gone to work and was coming home. And when he parked the car and came out of his car, the aroma of the stew
took
over the atmosphere of the house. So when the man got down from the car, he went straight into the kitchen and said, "Sweetheart, what are you cooking? For days now, I have decided not to eat your food because I was so angry at you. But for the aroma of your stew today, I have changed my mind. In fact, just give me a taste before I go and change myself." And that's how come the man's anger stayed down. It is in view of this I want to share with you tonight. When the aroma of your sacrifice is pleasing to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When the aroma of your sacrifice is pleasing to God. Now it came to a point that God decided to destroy the whole world with a flood. Because of the sin of man, God becomes so angry and he regretted creating man. So he decided that he was going to destroy the whole earth with flood. So the Bible said that he found Noah and his family. So
the
Bible says that he told Noah to build an ark and keep certain parts of human and animals and all kinds of beasts in the ark.
Into a country Noah said on pam apamadaka non fa emwa sronku binumu engum.
So Bible said Noah did that, and after that God destroyed the whole earth with the flood.
Said Noah edin so ye pepepe enu echi odin so kese say we are.
And every creature and on it died.
Na near war asase so nyina say ye.
Except Noah and his family and those animals and birds that entered into the ark. So for several days they were in the ark. And the day that the ark subsided and then Noah and his family came out of the ark, the Bible says Noah built an altar of the Lord and sacrifice on it unto
him.
He took some clean bears and animals and made this sacrifice unto God. And the Bible said when the aroma of the sacrifice was pleasing to God, and God changed his mind. Just as the husband changed the mind and in the wife's
home.
I know that on Sunday, which is 1st October, you are going to give your Isaac sacrifice.
But
I want you to understand that it is possible that God will reject people's sacrifice.
But I believe
that after going through these 100 days or so many days of fasting and prayer, you have prepared enough to make your sacrifice pleasing to God.
And so when
your sacrifice is pleasing to God, what happened? He takes away every curse out of your life. The Bible says that when God says, and hear the aroma of the sacrifice of Noah, he said in his heart, never again will I destroy the earth with
flood. Noah afore body and pam pine so nyamieni or can say men say assassini
and
su
ebi and never again will I curse the ground.
There be semedi and no me betu assassin.
Child of God, listen to me. Our errors can cause God to curse our grounds for us. Our errors can cause God to be angry at us. Certain things that we say against some men of God or certain things of God can cause God to curse our
grounds.
But if we come to ourselves and say, no, I have turned back to God and come to God with a pure heart and make a sacrifice that is pleasant to him, he will take away that
care
from your life.
And
because you have prepared your heart and your mind to sacrifice your Isaac unto God, come Sunday, I declare upon your life, every curse that is blessed on your life, every curse that is blessed on your ground, let it be destroyed by the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Eto abra abosu se no meni o how be a da oso o nyankopon enyin fi ho.
You see, we are coming from homes and towns that our ancestors have made certain kind of covenants, and it's frustrating and disturbing our life.
If you any abusuye bi ma yena na numwa ye apambi anasoma kwa apambi mu a ekutia ya brabo.
And because of those kind of evil covenant and things that they have done, our life has done still. But there's one thing I know, that when Jesus was sacrificed on the cross for us, we who do not deserve have the opportunity to come before the Lord. If that is the to come by, then I can assure you, after Sunday, as you lay your sacrifice unto God, God shall take away every curse from your life. In the name of Jesus, I declare upon your life, it doesn't matter what the family has done, it does not matter what kind of blessings they have placed upon your life, by your sacrifice, it shall be taken away.
Hallelujah.
By your sacrifice, it shall be taken away. I say, by your sacrifice, it shall be taken away. Let every hindrance to your blessings, anything that caused the delay of your time, after this as a sacrifice, let the door be open. Let there be a lifting. Let there be a breakthrough. May you accept the glory of God for the sake of your sacrifice. Let the door be open.
Hallelujah. Amen.
When God heard the aroma of your sacrifice, he destroyed or takes away every curse out of your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Child of God, it is Isaac's sacrifice. Last week I was telling you how that when God was telling Abraham to take his son, his only son, the one he loved, it was not easy for him. It was not a joke. But when he made that sacrifice, after the sacrifice, God says, now I know. Say, now I know. God is waiting and watching. God is waiting and watching. That comes Sunday, he's watching and waiting to see those who are ready to sacrifice. He are best unto the Lord. their best unto the Lord. And just after you release your best, God will release his best for you. And I pray in the name of Jesus, if the sacrifice is unto God, then every blessing that follows, let it happen instantly. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
After the sacrifice, God says, no more.
Now for a body in a chino,
no more curse.
No more curse.
No more curse.
And no mean you hope.
No more curse.
And no mean you hope.
No more curse.
And no mean you
hope. After this sacrifice on Sunday,
like a foreign
every curse shall bow out.
And no me
after this sacrifice on Sunday,
a foreign
demons will give way. Because the power of God begins to prevail. The Lord will take over the battle for you. I pray and declare upon your life, by the sacrifice you are going to
say,
may God take over your battles.
Hallelujah.
Let God take over your battles. It was he who cares the ground. But after the sacrifice, he said never again. He said, never again. And upon, I stand upon the word of God and I declare that after this sacrifice, never again. Will your crowns be cursed? Never again will your crown be cursed. It will be only harvest time. It will only harvest and harvest and harvest. Let there be harvest galore in this house. I pray that after Sunday, there will be testimony galore in this house. May the Lord release your testimony. This is your time to testify. This is your moment to glorify God. After this sacrifice on Sunday, I see your marriage coming to pass. I see delay giving away. I see the blessings of God fall upon your life. Blessed the blessings of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is powerful when we sacrifice our Isaac. Our sacrifice, when it pleases God, he takes away the curse. What happened when God heard the aroma of our sacrifice? Number two, he releases covenant or everlasting blessings upon your life. Covenant blessings.
Apam and Shira.
Covenant blessings.
Apam and Shira.
One of them, he said, is that you will be fruitful and increase. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, no creature can attack you. Yes, because he said, your fear and your dread will fall upon all creatures.
I didn't account. And say,
what it means is that when God releases a blessing upon you, nothing can destroy it. He himself will preserve it. He himself will protect it. He himself will make sure that nothing destroys it. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. That because you are ready to sacrifice unto God, let every creature bow. Let demons flee away from me. And let God preserve that blessing for you. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It doesn't matter what the enemy will do. If the Lord has blessed you, nobody can curse you. Even when he curses you, it will not stand. Because the man who makes the curse to happen says, I have taken it away. And the Lord will make you fearful. I pray in the name of Jesus that after these 100 days, when you enter into your family, the witches and wizards will begin to run away. The demons in the family will begin to run away. Because your dread will fall upon them. Because your fear will fall upon them. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Those who have been going for hunting, I've not hunted before. What they say, I don't know whether it is true or not, but they say, when you go to the bush and you meet these wild animals, they see you, and sometimes they run away. It is when you attack them that they will try to attack you.
And
so while someone is going through the scriptures,
and
this occurred to me, that this blessing that God has released on man because of the sacrifice
is
still working. If that is the case,
let
me position myself well and make a sacrifice that is pleasing to God. Because if my sacrifice is pleasing to God, it does not matter where I am living. It does not matter where I stay. I may be living among the witches and wizards. I may be living among where people may say nothing good can come from there. But because of the presence of God, but because of the sacrifice I'm giving to Him, He will preserve my life. He will protect my life.
So
what matters to sacrifice? And do it God's way. When you sacrifice in God's way, and it's pleasing to Him, He will preserve your life. In the midst of the deadly things, He will preserve your life.
Hallelujah. Amen.
It is good to sacrifice. And tonight,
they're
saying that, Lord, I have prepared my mind. I have prepared my heart.
That
I'm going to sacrifice my Isaac on Sunday. Therefore, the blessings you have spoken, let it follow my life. Let it manifest my life. I have realized that any time you make a sacrifice, that is pleasing to God. Even if He is the one that places curse upon your life, He changed His mind. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Once upon a time, David went and counted the army of Israel when the Lord has told him that he shouldn't do that.
And when
he
was thinking that
the victory that he
David
has won.
Ko king kai Israel asafo no no nyankopon ka kire ne say mensuma wo se wo beye saa.
He was thinking that the victory that he has won was dependent upon the strength of the army.
Na eye ne se kunimdi a onya e fi asafo anase emema na okoko ne mu.
And God was angry.
Na nyankopon bu fu ye.
And he released one angel.
Na osuma abofo baako.
And just one day,
na dako pe,
over thousands of people were destroyed.
Nipam pim pim ewu ye.
And God himself saw that, no, this thing is too much. And David began to cry.
Now David shall
say, the Bible says that David said, Lord, I am the one that caused it.
Now David said, there be me, na my yes,
God said, please go and erect an altar and make a sacrifice for me. And when David made a sacrifice,
now David, yeah, for a body in a chino,
God changed your mind.
He
said, hey, Mr. Angel, put your sword back.
Say, above for
and the destroyer was the destruction of human race stopped. When your sacrifice pleases God, He takes away cares from your life. When your sacrifice pleases God, He releases covenant blessing upon your life. Because your sacrifice will be pleasing to God, I pray for relief of covenant blessings over your life. Let there be a release of covenant blessings upon your life. Receive the covenant blessing.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Church.
Asafo.
You want to pray.
But
I want you to understand that there is a covenant blessing awaits those who are ready to sacrifice. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's a covenant blessing that await all those who are ready to sacrifice.
Apam enshira wo homa won awaye krado se wo bebo won aforie.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I told you that within a short time something happened to me after my sacrifice.
Me kachre mo ni esi ye en break akra bi echi a mebo won aforie.
That is why I am so bold to talk about it.
Enu nti na menya manya kukudru a metimi ka ho asem.
The Isaac sacrifice.
Say Isaac afore body eno.
Opens a lot of heavens.
Ebie osro.
It caused God to release instant blessings.
Emonya nkupon jai nshira aye mpofim.
And the blessings are everlasting.
Na san shira ni tim hoda.
And I believe that after this Isaac sacrifice.
Na me jidi say Isaac
an everlasting covenant blessing shall be released upon this house.
Etim hoda be pye aguyenso.
Papa, I can assure you after these 100 days. There will be a lot of dedications of houses, breaking of grounds, dedication of new cars, marriage vows.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Some of you, those of you who know how to drive, begin to learn how to drive.
Because
in your office, God can cause them to surprise you. If your sacrifice is pleasing to God, anything God blesses can come your way.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Anything God blesses can come your way if your sacrifice is pleasing to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What is God telling you about Sunday?
Then the Yamaka church of Papa Sieda home.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I was saying that I didn't know my wife was sitting down here quietly listening. It was when I was about to hand over the microphone, I saw that she was sitting. I said, yeah, if I have light, after I've been caught red handed.
Then can we chantra and can we hear it?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Church is good sacrifice.
As I for a yes, say a bebwa for me.
Grow beyond giving and sacrifice.
I see a new pump and pencil.
That's a sacrifice. And when you are doing it, it's not
sweet. Do so.
The moment of sacrifice
is
not sweet at all.
And yet the crown.
But after the sacrifice,
now for a body in a chino,
then the sweet follows.
Now the dead, then
after the sacrifice,
for a body in a chino,
then the joy follows.
And soon
after the sacrifice,
for a body
then the celebration follows.
And soon
I pray for somebody tonight. That after this sacrifice, let the celebration follow.
But when ni cheni wahu siedi eni echiwe, amen.
Oh, I wish I want to see that day when I will try to visit and the house shall be choked all with celebration because pastor. God has done it for me. God has done it for me. The long awaiting disaster has started falling in. After the sacrifice, the long awaiting breakthrough has started falling in place. After the sacrifice, the long awaiting marriage has begun to take place.
It will
happen according to your faith. Just take a step of faith.
To Gideon and Ammon
and sacrifice your Isaac.
Nafa will Isaac above for me.
The church that look, we have been. I say, God, we have been praying and praying. We have been praying and praying. We stand here to mention your name and we take money from your people to do your work. Make sure that you perform your work in the life of your children.
Me kachu nyango posi abompaye se niema bin sisi kai erade.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are going to pray. But I want you to understand that God is faithful. Do you hear that?
God is faithful. Take a step of faith. And bring your Isaac to the altar. And go back and say, God, this is my Isaac.
Now I catch you, Nyankopon send me Isaac nie.
Release my covenant blessings.
Jai ma pamu enshiremu.
Make sure that it is pleasing to him.
Ma ye krado na ma ahwe say eso Nyankopon eni.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I was telling you that people of God, it is not an easy thing. If you have waited and waited for the fruit of the womb, and all of a sudden God has given you one, and God comes back and said, give that one, the one you love, to me. Why
are you not going to be here? I can't say, if you are not going to be here,
Put yourself in the shoe of Abraham. And sit down. And ask yourself that if you were to be Abraham, that God says, give me your only son. And he said, the one whom you love.
I was
saying this. I said, by the grace of God, I have six. Even now, if God should say that, so holo, I am so pleased with you. But I want to take you to a certain level. So take one of your sons. I will say this voice is not of the Lord. Which one? No.
Dabi.
I won't do it.
Me no share.
I said, Baba, then that is the case.
And then Kasam Pempenson, they mean call.
Make the selection yourself, because for me.
Wow, Pawniao Pen.
It will be difficult for me. Even me who have sex, it will be difficult for me.
Oh no, no, once young ponu a bay.
But the one who have the only one.
Na on ya. Baku penna or one on sway. Give upon say, famame.
No negotiation.
Many won't need.
I said, Abraham.
Yan can one sem.
Take him.
Abraham Fano.
I believe Abraham will cry. And I why? All this why you have let me suck the Ishmael away. You have
let me suck Ishmael.
No.
There be.
But he did it anyway.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But when he took the step of faith,
then
God said, now I know. When Noah made a sacrifice unto God, God was pleasing to it. And he said in his heart, never again. This thing that has been happening to your life,
reoccurring problem.
The Lord is saying today that after your sacrifice, never again. After your sacrifice, never again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I stand on the oil of this house.
Let me jina if ye ha enwumu.
And I stand upon the foundation that is built by the Father of this house. And I make a declaration into the name of Jesus Christ. That after this 100 days. That after your Isaac sacrifice. May the Lord release covenant blessings. The Lord release covenant blessings. Covenant blessings upon your life. Covenant blessings upon your life. Let blessings be taken away. Never again. May the Lord say, after the sacrifice, that never again will you be in debt. That never again will you lack money. That never again shall there be a delay. Let the delay be over.
Never again. Hallelujah. Amen.
Never again. Never again. The Lord told Samuel.
Samuel,
your word will not fall to the ground.
Say Samuel, won't
I stand upon the word of God. If Abraham sacrificed Isaac,
say Abraham the Isaac
and God released instant blessings. If Noah sacrificed unto God,
and God released
covenant blessings.
Then
I stand upon the word of God.
And
I declare upon your life that after your Isaac sacrifice, the Lord released instant blessings. The Lord released covenant blessings upon your life. Upon your life. And may that be your portion. Shout a big amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Covenant blessings.
Apam Enshira.
Covenant blessings.
Apam Enshira.
Listen to what the Lord is telling me.
See, and your young couple air catcher me. Or send me back.
I've sent you here for this purpose.
Tell my people
that I'm always ready
to
do exceedingly
above
what they are thinking of.
If
only they'll be obedient to my
word,
says the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I don't know what you are thinking. Maybe you are a pastor. You have given and given and given.
Hey, be a one ma.
This one is beyond giving.
Where dear a bro or maso?
It is your Isaac.
Eyewo Isaac.
Your best.
Nia edimu
unto God.
Ah, what did man ya
me? If you have never done it before,
say who nye da.
Try it now.
So she.
And your story shall change.
Na won sem verses sa.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We want to pray.
Yebe bom paye.
That God. As I prepare to give, surprise me with instant blessings, with a covenant blessing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said that when I gave, I sacrificed my all to God instantly.
In fact, you are
blessed. We did only 21 days fasting. And we sacrificed our Isaac. And the dividend is coming. How much you who are doing 100 days? The dividends will be numerous. I said the dividends will be numerous. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And here by this time, you shall celebrate your glory in the auditorium. The mega auditorium. I said the mega auditorium. The mega auditorium. All I will see that this is the doing of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Is it baby and timpo no oye ni say ye? And baby and mrenswe. If you are standing, on your business on the dry and hard ground, and God is blessing you.
What about if He takes you to the soft ground? No, sure we. And that's what they will come baby and mrendi a day na ebesi.
Amazing blessings come along.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We want to pray. Church, we want to pray.
Asafo, yebe bom paye.
Last week we pray against voices that interrupt us.
Now what you tell me bom paye fa eni a ema ye ye.
Yeah,
and so, and
Don't discuss your sacrifice with anybody.
When you being kokawo isaka for a body and one semeye oni nyankopon asem.
If it is an agent, he will be a stumbling block to your blessing.
So ni panu ye obonifo bi na asuma na obebe besi ukwan.
I always want God to lead me to lead his people to pray the kind of prayer he wants us to pray.
Abri bia me pese nyankopon di manim kan ne yebom pa ye ono pese yebom.
But this prayer, the Lord wants us to pray again.
Demonic
interference.
A diamond in a sea
of
fire.
If your wife avails herself or your husband avails himself, the devil can use him.
Se ukunu anasa woyere e jain ni humwa oboni fobe timi enam ne so akasa chira o.
You will be confused.
Now, I dream by your own time.
You forgotten that the children will resume school very soon.
We really fit say, ain't check in Colani baby school, Anna.
Have you forgotten that we need to pay that bill?
We really fit say, yes, 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 yes,
yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes,
yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes,
yes, yes, yes, yes,
yes, yes,
yes, yes, yes,
yes, yes,
yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes,
yes, yes, yes, yes,
hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Please stand to your feet.
Yes,
we want to enter into a moment of prayer. In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus.
Say, oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
By the power of your word.
By the power of your word.
Any evil voice.
Any evil voice.
That will make me confused.
That will make me confused.
That I cannot sacrifice my Isaac.
That I cannot sacrifice
unto
my
you.
Unto you, Lord.
By the power of your word.
By the power of
as
your
I
way.
Clap my hands and pray.
As I clap my hands and pray.
I stop them.
I stop them.
Lift up your voice. Stop them. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Stop them. Makapaya. Every evil force that will rise against your people, against them, not the sacrifice. Lord arise, and let the enemy be scattered. We stop every evil voice. We stop them.
I am a man. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We want to pray that God.
That
after this sacrifice.
Say after a body chino.
Release your covenant blessings.
Upon
our life. As a church. And as an individual. And that is the verse 9, chapter 9, verse 9 says, verse 1 says, then God blessed Noah and his sons.
Mose who made the kind of thing crown in your barco or sin on Yankupon Shram Noah and Nema.
Saying to them,
a catcher one say,
be fruitful.
Mondore
and increase in number.
Or say Mondore na Mondoso.
And fill the whole earth.
Munamun share assassin.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Be fruitful, increase, and fill the air.
Mundari and at the moon swab, banamun shas, as in my
covenant blessing doesn't remain at one place.
A pam and shira and kafakun.
It affects all your generations.
A kawa won't to a son.
By the word of God, I pray for somebody today.
Amen.
That after your sacrifice,
amen,
your generation shall be released, shall receive covenant blessings.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus,
amen,
covenant blessings shall follow your generations.
Amen. Amen.
So I want to pray. Say, oh Lord,
oh Lord,
by the power,
by the power
of your word,
of your word,
after my sacrifice,
after my sacrifice,
release,
release
your covenant blessing,
your covenant blessing
upon my life,
upon my life,
upon my children,
upon my children,
upon my generation,
upon my generation,
in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
come and lift up your voice, lift up your voice, lift up your voice, oh Lord. By your word, release covenant blessings, covenant blessings, covenant blessings, covenant blessings upon my life, upon my children, upon my generation. Release and ever life. Akabaya, 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 mandoro basa, akabaya, 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 I yell, 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 I y
Lord, make me fruitful. Lord, make me fruitful. Anything I touch, everything I do, whatever my children are doing, in their schooling, my husband's business, my wife's business, make us fruitful. Say, oh Lord,
oh Lord,
by your word,
by your word,
in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
make me fruitful.
Make me fruitful.
Make my children fruitful.
Let my children fruitful.
Make my family fruitful.
Make my family
in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Lift up your voice.
Yes,
and pray for fruitfulness. Pray for fruitfulness.
Make me
for your family.
Make me
for your children.
Yes,
for your church. Lord, make me fruitful. Make my children fruitful. Make my family fruitful. Make my wife fruitful. Let their business be fruitful. Everything of my life. Let it be fruitful. 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 Let it be fruitful.
Yes,
oh Lord, make us fruitful.
Make me In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
May be fruitful in all your endeavors.
Amen.
Whatever you touch, be fruitful in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Finally, I want us to pray. Against the spirit of delay. Because the Bible said that day Daniel prayed.
Should I say that Daniel born empire no?
God release. But there was something that in the atmosphere that delayed the blessings.
We're
saying by the word of God.
And
by our sacrifice.
There
is no more delay.
The
delay is over. The delay is over. Anything that is causing delay in your life by my sacrifice, it is over.
Amen.
I say, oh Lord,
oh Lord,
any power that is causing delay
concerning
my blessings
tonight
by my sacrifice on Sunday, every delay.
It's over.
Lift up your voice. Remember your children. Confirming the word of God upon your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bible says the mouth of the priest shall bless. Stand in the oil of the Father of this house and I make this declaration. According to the word of God. The Bible says, when there's aroma of the sacrifice of Noah was pleasing to God. He said in his heart, never again will I destroy the world. Never again will I curse the ground. By the power of the word of God,
yes.
I declare upon your life,
yes.
Every curse that is placed upon your ground, anything that has been destroyed by the enemy, by your sacrifice, let God take it away.
Amen.
Never again will you experience that.
Amen.
Never again will you feel pain.
Amen.
Never again will you go through the challenge.
Amen.
Delay is over.
Amen.
Frustration is over.
Amen.
Frustration is over.
Amen.
The blessings of God is a portion.
Amen.
You will be fruitful.
Amen.
Your children will be fruitful.
Amen.
You will increase in life.
Amen.
Your generation will increase in life.
Amen.
People will come to know God because of you.
Amen.
By your sacrifice.
Amen.
There will not be any contender against you.
Amen.
When people are gathered together,
Jesus,
seeking for employment, seeking for opportunity,
Jesus,
because of your sacrifice,
yes, Lord,
you will be located.
Amen.
You will be located.
Amen.
Any blessings of you that is locked somewhere,
Jesus,
anything that could have come into your life,
yes, Lord,
financially,
Jesus,
and maritably,
yes, Lord,
name them.
Yes, Lord.
And the devil is causing delay.
Jesus.
I stand on the altar of God.
Yes, Lord.
And I declare in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Never again.
Amen.
The delay is over.
Amen. Jesus.
The delay is over.
Amen.
The delay is over.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus' name.
Yes. Marital delay is over.
Jesus' name.
Yes. Financial delay is over.
Jesus' name.
I can see delay has given up. 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 Covenant blessing is released.
The name of Jesus.
Covenant blessing release.
Amen.
Receive it now.
I receive it.
Receive it now.
I receive it.
Receive it now.
I receive it.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Apam Eshira. These two things the Lord said.
Tonight,
say enyumrei.
I have taken away delay.
Amen.
And I have released covenant blessings.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.